Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. Greg Pickle here with me. We're talking some Penn State football and looking at recruiting to get things started here today. Coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We started off last week's show with this idea in mind, looking at some of the trends under James Franklin and some of the position groups that, you know, there are a couple I can think of that were struggles early, that right. They've turned the corner and they've built some depth. They've gotten a couple years in a row, solid players at those positions.
Right.
Two come to mind, defensive tackle and linebacker. We'll get into those. But looking at how things have evolved since James Franklin got here in 2014 to now, as we're looking at him starting down the road in the 2020 class. Speaking of that, I'd also like to reset the board in the class of 2020. Not a lot of movement, not a lot of things happening since signing day in February. It's been pretty quiet on that front.
Yeah, that's the word ho hum come to mind.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. They're on the board, you know, with five commitments in the 2020 class, so they're nationally relevant when it comes to the number of players they've got committed and the type of players that they have committed. But I want to look at the board and see what's out there. And part of this is by design, Greg, that you're just going to see fewer and fewer late winter, early spring commitments whenever guys can now take visits to campuses in the spring and earlier than ever.
Right.
Why commit in February when you can take an official visit and what when they can take – May?
So April 1st to June.
April 1st. Okay.
Wait, let's make sure we get this right. It's April 1st until the last Sunday before the last Wednesday in June.
Got that?
Yeah. I don't know why we just can't say the last Sunday in, you know, the last Sunday in June.
Yeah. The last Sunday before the last Wednesday.
Right.
So there you go. So that's, you know, part of it all feels quiet, but it's pretty quiet most places right now.
Right.
Ask Greg. We'll be doing Penn State football and recruiting questions. I've loved where we're going with the types of questions where they're off the beaten path a little bit. Jeff Brown's going to join us a little bit later to talk some Penn State hoops. Just a final look back at Pat Chambers' season and the way that things went for them and the way that they did not get into any postseason tournament. So let's look first and foremost at Penn State's recruiting trends, so to speak. Starting at quarterback, because that's where pretty much everything starts all the time. I would say right now, you can't say for certain that James Franklin's way of recruiting the quarterback position is or isn't successful, because you had one strong hit
right.
with Trace McSorley in that 14 class, emerged as a starter in 2016 and has been phenomenal, stabilized the ship, helped get them to a point where depth is no longer an issue at all.
Right.
And I think before this season – you had questions, you know, you needed them to fill out their scholarship. They wanted five scholarship quarterbacks. They just now got there in the 2019 class. Now you have Tommy Stevens, who should be as ready as you possibly can to make that 1 year run at starting. If that goes to plan, now you have Sean Clifford, 2 years of eligibility. You have the cycle has begun now.
Right.
It's just going to be a question, I think, of how good can these guys be, because they're not getting cream of the crop, you know, top 10 player in the country sort of quarterbacks. That's not what they're looking for.
Right.
But I think where they're going with the position is the right way to go. We just don't have evidence beyond Trace McSorley that they're absolutely right in their approach.
Yeah, it's weird to think, because he's been so successful and it feels like he's been here for almost the entire era of the James Franklin James Franklin era at Penn State, that, you know, we don't have any more context clues than that. We think Tommy Stevens can carry the torch from here and pick up where Trace McSorley left off. We think that. We don't know that. We think Sean Clifford maybe is a guy that could do that if Tommy Stevens can't. We think Will Levis has a big arm. We think Taquan Roberson and Michael Johnson Jr. look like guys who could be quarterbacks of the future down the road. And quite frankly, we don't know anything at this position. You're 100% right, because Trace McSorley has been the man for so long now that, and then there was a whole thing 2 years ago where, you know, pulling Trace McSorley out of a game, no matter what the score was seemingly forbidden. And then last year, you know, he had some injury things, and then Stevens had some injury things. So we got maybe more of a look at Clifford, but the usage of Tommy and other packages was inconsistent. So yeah, you're right. It's hard to really put your finger on anything at this point.
And that's a good point. There are just times, and I get it as a coach, you know, drawing the line between when a game is put away and when a game isn't put away. But James Franklin really errs on the side of this game's not over yet. I know we have a 28-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go, right, but this is a crazy sport. Crazier things have happened. And what it does is, you know, they might see it behind the scenes. They see it behind the scenes in practice.
Right.
I'm sure that they know and they have a deep sense of belief that Tommy Stevens can drop back and throw the football. We have only seen glimpses of it because in real live game situations, he is a runner. And he has only been a runner, and there have not been very many occasions where he's been asked to play snaps that he's an actual quarterback.
Right.
And so that's why we don't know. And Sean Clifford, obviously, we've seen really small doses, but he looks comfortable. He looks confident. He can spin it. He can throw the deep ball. He looks like he's got the tools, but again, we don't know that either. The Tommy Stevens thing is a thing I feel like is a little frustrating that we don't know more about him when he's going to be a fifth-year senior.
Yeah, I mean, I think that injuries have been a part of that for sure. Sure. There's no argument to be made there. Consistent and constant decision to not put him in when opportunities seem to present themselves to put him in has played a role in that. And then I think just, you know, when he's been in there, 9 times out of 10, he's been asked to hand the ball off. I mean, he's really good at that. I don't think he might lead to Big Ten in handoff form.
Do they give Heisman trophies on that?
They should if they don't. But, I mean, we don't know a lot about his – like, we've sort of seen his ability to direct the offense in some tight spots, but not nearly enough to draw broad conclusions. We've seen his arm, but not nearly enough to know if it'll hold up consistently. And honestly, the only thing we know about Tommy Stevens, Dustin, is that – in limited reps, he has an injury history. So you're forced to wonder how that will carry it over to him playing a majority of the snaps, assuming he wins the job. And can he stay healthy for a full season?
Yeah, and so we're at this place now where, you know, Penn State has a 3-year starter at quarterback. They're not going to have that for a while if everything goes to plan with Tommy Stevens 1 year, Sean Clifford 2 years, and then you get into the, you know, Will Levis and Michael Johnson Jr. and Taquan Robertson. It'll also be interesting to see which of those guys sticks around and which of them leaves, because you can probably take it to the house that Penn State's going to lose at least one of these guys to transfer. It's just the way that things go.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, I think that that's just sort of how the college football world has sort of got at this point. You know, you're almost guaranteed to have to be looking for guys constantly because you're always going to have guys on the move, and quarterback is especially now that everyone can get a transfer, a hardship waiver, immediate eligibility waiver, and play right away if they don't like the situation they have. I mean, that makes it even worse, quite frankly.
It's a pretty unbelievable time we're in where that's the case. Tate Martell, Justin Fields, both got them, and that's a precedent setter for sure. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We're talking spring football, so we're talking some recruiting. And if you're looking ahead to the Blue-White game on April 13th, you got to check out GoPSURV.com, an unbelievable deal. You can bring you and 3 friends a starting price of just $350 to arrive on their tailgate lot on Friday. You can stay through Sunday. You get a free 409 tailgate club meal in that price. You get a shuttle back and forth from Beaver Stadium. You get the ultimate tailgate experience for 48 hours. So, you know, that is a selling point to me right off the bat at a very reasonable price, again, for Blue-White weekend. You can contact Mark today for more details, 1-800-519-8467. You can also go to gopsurv.com to learn a little bit more about that. Wide receiver is an interesting storyline to me, Greg, from a recruiting standpoint, because it's been one of the more successful positions. And I don't know if this is temporary, permanent, or a product of what was out there. But you have a little bit of a run now on these guys who are not physical specimens, let's put it that way. And it made me think, are they going to approach their wide receiver positions at guys who are interchangeable, inside, outside, doesn't really matter? Looking at KJ Hamler, Mack Hippenhammer, Cam Sullivan Brown, Jahan Dotson, these are not big imposing guys. Obviously, Justin Shorter was in there. Daniel George is a little bit more on the physically imposing side. But, you know, the last couple of recruiting cycles, they've skewed and they've gotten quite a few of these guys. I don't know if it's on purpose or that's just what they were working with.
Yeah, me neither, but it's been impressive. And one thing just to note, not that this necessarily has anything to do with recruiting wide receivers, but George Campbell, a lot of people have asked, he is not practicing with the team this spring, so he has to graduate first before he can graduate transfer to Penn State, which makes sense. But you think sometimes we forget that he can't graduate until the spring semester ends.
This is new territory.
It though. Is, yeah, yeah, right.
So to have this number of transfers and for Penn State to get I guess you can call him a high profile transfer. I don't think a lot of people are crystal clear on what the timeline is, but in almost all these cases, guys you're hearing are in January or February who are going to transfer,
right?
You're not going to see them until this summer.
No. I mean, that's basically, you'll have the select few guys that have their degree ready and had it in December and then somehow made it to a school by January to enroll, but those cases are going to be very few and far between.
Let me ask you this, and it's really one of the most existential questions about this Penn State football program. Uh-huh. Are they getting enough dominant players on the offensive and defensive lines to really graduate from where they are now to be a true national contender? Maybe it's something that we have to watch play out, but they are not getting this slew of five stars in the trenches.
Right.
And we still don't know, can Penn State be anything other than good on either of those lines? Now, defensive end, I kind of put defensive end in a little different category, right? But I guess they're part of this too.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I think, ultimately that's another position group. Well, I mean, again, they've recruited the position well, but there's so many across the board here, Penn State, and just going to be a little bit general to close out here, but so many positions Penn State has recruited really, really well. And you're just waiting for that one guy on the defensive side of the ball to be what Saquon Barkley was on the offensive side of the ball. Maybe it's Parsons. Maybe Etor Gross Matos grows into that this year. Maybe Robert Windsor becomes a stud defensive tackle. I don't know. But you're still waiting for that one guy on the defensive side of the ball. Offense, they have Barkley. Now they got to find somebody that can be like him moving forward.
Windsor, Parsons, Etor Gross Matos. It's more likely that all three of those guys have a big year than none of them have a big year. I would say that. All right, we're moving on. We're going to look at the 2020 recruiting board and try to reset that going into the second half of spring. Stay tuned.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.